Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Rumble, young man, rumble. Ah, Bernard Hopkins. Good morning.
Good morning. If you dream you beat me, you better wake up and apologize.
That's right.
I mean, hey Tom, I know we're going to start the segment, but I had to say that because who, like, only Ali can come up with those lines and a lot more that he came up with. But that was something that I used to be like, wait a minute, you go to sleep and you dream you beat me, but you have to wake up if you did and apologize.
I know. One of the lines that I remember most is he said, I'm gonna be whoever it was, but if I tell you there's cheese on the moon, don't ask no questions, just grab your crackers.
I mean, come on. I mean, we talking about rap, we talking about poetry. Look, Ali, he started that in sports. He started that not just in boxing, I say sports, because Ali was not only his own promoter in a way, but his own hype man, his own, poet. I mean, one for Ali, I wouldn't have had the personality in ways that I had in boxing, controversy and non-controversy, because I said and did a lot of things. But it had to be done from my perspective, and I blame Ali for that. Ali.
I think a lot of people have gotten beat up because they talk trash like Muhammad Ali couldn't back it up. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. that's the other side of it. Ali spoke, and he delivered more than he did, and that's where you now become that brashy, that cocky to some people. But when you back it up, and you back it up with style and charisma and doing an Ali shuffle and a rope-a-dope. I mean, Tom, you know, you're a few days older than me. You understand that, I mean, there will never be one like him.
Many have tried, but no one will ever reach that level, you think?
True. Absolutely true.
Now, Bernard Hopkins, I had Roy Jones Jr. on earlier, and he said the one thing that people don't realize is that Ali got in the heads of all of his opponents, and that's where he beat them. Not with just his skills, but the mind game that he played on all of his opponents, and that's what made him the champion that he was.
Tom, you're absolutely right, and again, this is about Ali. I'm so honored to be called upon by his family and his reps to come out to Kentucky. I leave Wednesday. Everything starts Thursday and Friday. I don't want to be a storm. I don't want the plane somehow not to be able to take off. I'm leaving the day really early before everything starts on a Wednesday, 2-hour flight from Philadelphia to Kentucky to be a part of that celebration. But Roy Jones is right. And I can tell you, I said it seconds ago, if you look at certain fighters' career, they played that, not a lot, that mind game. If I can beat you mentally, I will beat you physically, 9 out of 10. And that was the book on Bernard Hopkins. Where did I get it from? Blame it on Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Blame it on the Prince. Blame it on the greatest. Blame it on Ali, because I knew if I can back it up and it put pressure on me to back it up, because I was so bold and so controversy outside the ring, that I knew I had to be who I said I was going to be, or I'm at the eat crow all week. So Ali created that, man. He created that, huh?
Did you ever meet him? Did you ever get a chance to sit down and talk to him?
Tom, I've been doing interviews in Philadelphia since 6:30 this morning. I bought my collector's items, the Wheaties box. People don't know that Ali, you know, which I have, not only pictures, not only archives of things that I kept over the years, I met him multiple times, pictures, signed autographs. I'm, you know, good friend of Leila Ali. We both share the same faith. We both share the same month birthday. He's January 17th. I'm January 15th,
wow.
1965. So I can see a lot of what I say, inspiration from personal and also achievements, where I became, in a way, a voiceful person in boxing against a lot of things that I didn't like. A lot of things that I think I should speak about when others didn't. Don't make them bad people. I blame it on Ali. Blame it on Ali because that's where I got my courage and my demeanor about speaking when a guy spoke in his 60s when it was basically fair and basically overlooked to do whatever you want to do to black folks, and nobody said anything about it, but the Alleys and a very few mm-hmm. in his time spoke up and boldly said, Viacom never called me, you know what? I can't drink coffee here in America, and you want me to go kill brown people that look like me, poor people that look like me? Are you crazy? And he actually risked and also sacrificed 3 years of his young career to stand up for what he believed in. You know what, Tom? It's not about boxing with him. Mm. It's not about boxing. I will not let nobody in the next couple of days just restrict him to how great was a boxer he was. We're just going to do the boxing. And let's talk about the man. Let's talk about what he did out of the ring, which I'm most encouraged by, because I got the same spirit of Ali, and I'm going to let that legacy live on and pass it down to my 40-year-old son, Bernard Hopkins III.
Mm-hmm. I've seen him write this too. Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. That's the essence of Muhammad Ali. Yeah. And B-Hop, he said, bragging is when a person says something and can do it. I do what I say.
Yes. The great one.
Yeah. All right, B-Hop.
All right. Take care, y'all.